What's up, everybody? Welcome to Improv is Dead. I am your only host today, Tim Lyons. Damien has left me. Dan is still on sabbatical, so it's just me. I'm here, but I'm not alone. I'm going to bring my guests in immediately so I don't just jabber on about nothing. But you know what I will do while nobody's here? I'll plug our Patreon, patreon.com/improvisdead. We got bonus scenes up there that you can listen to. You can become an improv pervert. It's $5 a month. We're having a blast in the Discord, so come on in. I'd like to welcome my guests today, Elizabeth Andrews and Waleed Mansoor from sitcom D&D.
What's up?
What's up? Hey, how are we doing?
Are you okay?
Hey.
You're all alone.
No, I'm not. I'm clearly sweating. I'm red. I'm sad. I miss my friends.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you two are here. Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. How are things been? How are you surviving the rain here in LA? I'm bringing up weather, but we're gonna get this out of the way real fast.
Rain's
no,
fine.
I'd like to. Oh, okay. I'd like to.
Describe the rain for your life in two words. Waleed said, "Rain's fine."
God. Really bad.
Really bad. Okay.
Dan would love to dig into that.
Can't,
but...
though. Unfortunately, no. We talk about weather on this show too much, and I've been told that I'm not allowed to do it anymore, so we're not going to do that. What we are going to do, though, is we're going to grab a prompt from our Discord, from Improv Pervert Jason. One name. Pretty cool.
Like Cher.
Like Cher, or Madonna, or...
Or Jason.
Shaft.
Or Shaq. Jason asks us, and this is back on Valentine's Day. Jason threw this out there. So Jason was just at home on Valentine's Day thinking, I got to give these people a prompt to do on their show.
Thank you, Jason.
If you hadn't gotten into comedy, where would you be in life, professionally or otherwise?
Whoa. Okay.
Pretty real.
When the pandemic happened... Like, you know, everyone was kind of looking at another career, you know, being like, what am I doing with my life?
Yep.
What should I do?
Sure.
I was like, I should go to masseuse school. I love giving back rubs.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. These
I've
fingers,
never gotten a
man.
Back rub
and
from
you're
you.
Single?
Yeah.
You love getting back. I feel like people hate giving back rubs. That's wild.
I know. And I'm good at it. So it's like... Man, it's the best. So
yeah, but that's still something you maybe do
that.
As like a side hustle too, especially
that's
in this town. Everyone
hustle.
In this town stiff as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I
know.
Like you can
I was
you
like,
get out there and
in
really.
This town.
Yeah, the chairs are all
and
jacked up.
I got a massage.
No
all
lumbar
of them.
Support anywhere in LA.
I
what?
That's wild.
How did you find out that you were so good at giving back rubs?
I think just throughout the years, you know,
I guess
when you touch
high school drama.
Yeah, you were always the caboose in the high school drama massage train.
Yeah,
it's such a wild thing that existed, where teachers would tell us to massage each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's weird. When I figured it out.
In the school play massage train, I don't think I was ever actually in a massage train. I think I sat outside of it and said, "I don't know if that's for me."
Yeah.
I think I do. I remember them happening, and I do remember being like, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I was okay. The one that was like, get in here,
but
man.
But I do like a back massage.
Get in here. Come on. And everybody's shoving to get right in front of Elizabeth. Because everybody in the school knows that she gives the best massages.
Yeah, any
I've
knot.
Been told
she can untie any knot.
My hands are small, but they're mighty. I can really get in there.
Her hands are small. I know. That's great.
Ooh. Yeah.
What's your move? What's your like? Do you have like a specific move?
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that, like,
you know,
how do you get in there?
That you could put that you could put on like a menu, and it's an extra like $15.
Ooh, I'd say like I do this thing where I kind of like it's like I'm playing piano on your shoulders. And my fingers are going like this.
Okay.
And people really like that move. Whenever I do it, they're always like, Oh, yeah. Oh,
what is that? What are you playing?
Yeah. I'm like Mozart.
Yeah. You're playing Mozart. You're doing Mozart on the shoulders. I think that's what the move is called on the menu. It's called Mozart on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
I'd take that. I'd order that.
That is a great different job outside of comedy. But also something I think you should still pursue. I feel like there's a lot of
does
money
anybody
to be
here
made in that
know
area.
Any masseuse? What is the plural? Masseuses?
Masseuses? Masseuses sounds like a Dr. Seuss character.
I know. Does anybody know a masseuse here?
Do I know a masseuse?
No.
I mean, I've been to one and now I know them, but I don't know them.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
You don't have any friends that are masseuses. I've never met somebody and they were like, yeah, so I'm a masseuse.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I guess it's probably a unique trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to school.
Took my pants
read
off
books.
And found a masseuse once.
I'm sorry, Tim. What's that?
I accidentally got undressed like while the masseuse was still in the room one time and she screamed at me.
Yeah.
She's like,
no,
scared. Oh, okay,
but I was
okay.
Like, and I was like, that's fair. But I wasn't even thinking. I was just like, but it was my first time. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. She said, to my credit, she said, undress, please.
Okay.
So I'm not, I wasn't just
once
like,
I leave.
No, yeah, she meant once I leave, like I was an experienced massage boy, but I am not.
I don't blame you.
Waleed, what would you be doing now if you hadn't pursued comedy?
Man, okay, so I got my degree in mathematics and I was a high school math teacher, but I quit that after 2 years because it sucked.
Fair.
So my dream always, since I was 8 years old, was to work in computer animation.
Mm.
And I wonder, and I didn't go to school for it, and I wonder if I didn't pursue comedy if I would have gone back to school for it. I mean, y'all both know that I do a lot of drawing, but I'm curious, like, when I was a kid, I was like, I want to do Shrek. Shrek is what I want to do. That's what my job I want to do.
I want to do the new Shrek.
You want to be Shrek.
Yeah, give me the new Shrek.
You want
to
be Shrek, but pulling the string to make Shrek move. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm curious. And honestly, I still would.
Yeah.
I still would. It's not... once again, it actually is something that feels like I've been able to pursue while also pursuing comedy.
I feel like we're also in a time, an unprecedented time, where that kind of education is available to you on YouTube.
Oh, for free.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like everything I learned about graphic design or anything that I was supposed to be learning in college, I didn't learn about it until after the fact. And somebody was like, hey, I need you to do this thing. And then I was like, oh, okay, I need to learn how to do this, like After Effects. So I just went to YouTube and was taught by some 12-year-old boy who knows who knows how to do it.
It's pretty wild how useless my education in college was. And I could have just gone to YouTube the whole time.
Absolutely.
You could have gone to YouTube.
Could have went to YouTube Academy.
YouTube University.
Yeah, YouTube U.
YouTube Diversity.
YouTube Diversity. Well, that's a good one, too. And both of those, I feel like, are ones that could still... I mean, I guess mine will be, too, when you hear what it is. But I think I would definitely be... Yeah,
can
go ahead,
guess?
Please.
Tim.
Okay,
Lyons,
so he
Tim
never
Lyons.
Likes to touch people. And he doesn't
like
math.
Okay, he hates being alone.
Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Alone. I live my entire life alone. I don't hate it.
I think
a jail warden, cuddler, a jail warden.
Yeah, I could be. I would be a jail.
What'd you say, Elizabeth?
I said a professional cuddler.
Professional cuddler.
Oh.
I mean, I do. I guess I do like to cuddle, but only for a little while, and then I say, "Let's do our own things for a bit."
But not for money.
5 minutes. Put 5 minutes on the clock.
Let's leave butt to butt, please.
5 minutes on the clock and cuddle. You're both wrong. But
who
came closer? I guess probably you, Waleed.
Yes.
Only because I think about the spaces in which I have to do this job, and it feels like I'm in jail. The job that I would have if I weren't pursuing comedy would be a ticket seller in the Ticket Sellers Union in Chicago.
Did
I did. Yeah, it was like my.
Because I know my brother
did. My dad used to be in. It was local 750, and he was in it. And he got us like jobs. You basically work as like a permit seller before you join the union. And so you'd sell tickets for like walk around shows, like the car show, the auto show, or that's the auto show, boat show, anything like that. And then you'd also sell tickets for like the White Sox, whoa, Cubs, that type of thing. So
just
I would
walking around town.
No, you'd be at the place. Like, so when you go to the auto show, and there's those little boxes that there are people standing in selling tickets. That's me in there. And I'm selling tickets nonstop for 16 hours a day.
Maybe I'm need to look at the wording of the question again, but is the wording of the question, what would you inevitably end up doing as
a
result
if you hadn't gotten into comedy, where would you be in life professionally or otherwise?
Oh, okay. So it's not what's
my
dream job?
Oh God, if it were my dream job, we'd have a I have a really serious problem.
No,
there was a moment.
Not that there's anything wrong with selling tickets.
It paid pretty well. It was a union job.
Can you do it remotely from Los Angeles?
Honestly, there's not a really It is kind of a remote gig now. There's not a lot of like where you can just do it. And also, you know, credit cards changed the game. I don't want to get into ticket selling too much. I think we can get into some improv. I can talk about ticket selling till the day I die, unfortunately. All right. Well, I feel good with that conversation. I feel like we got a lot of improv fodder there. We had masseuse. We wanted to be a masseuse. We wanted to be a ticket seller. We wanted to be a computer animator. Any scene ideas come to mind based on any of the conversation we had?
Yeah, I can't get out of my mind Tim taking his clothes off before the masseuse left the room. Sure. I mean, that's what it was said, but I don't know.
But let's see how it plays out.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see a scene where Tim, you're in the room reliving the moment, and Waleed, you are the masseuse.
Yeah, it's my like rotator cuff is just been messed up.
I understand.
Yeah.
One second, let me write that down. Rotator.
We've got a new couch, and it's too deep.
What brand?
It's a IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just a little too deep, and it's my back is jacked up, and I've had a pretty good body my entire life until I got this couch. It's kind of messing me up. Like my body's been so good.
It has been. I can imagine that's not a lie.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
So I'm gonna go ahead and light this candle here.
All right, and I take my clothes off now.
Well, I'm sorry,
I take my, as soon as the candle is lit, that's kind of like the starter pistol, right? I take my clothes off as soon as the candle is lit.
No, I'll give you the go ahead with that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah
It's my first. It's my first time doing this, so I really appreciate.
I could tell.
Yeah. Are you gonna?
You don't have to call me Mr. Smith either.
I don't have to call you Mr. Smith?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there something you prefer to be called, masseuse master?
You say master? No.
The masseuse master.
Masseuse master. That's what my wife calls me, but no, I'll go with Aaron. Just Aaron.
Okay, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff. Aaron.
Okay, I'm probably going to just call you client, if that's all right.
Okay.
And take your clothes off.
Now? Okay. Okay, yeah, sure.
Whoa.
What?
Wait until I leave the room.
Okay.
Though,
give me like a low, I've seen the only time I've ever seen massages happen is in like comedy movies, and like Steve Carell's getting all his hair ripped off, and like somebody's like slipping on somebody else's body.
That's a masseuse scene?
That's the thing. I don't even know. So I would love, can I get like, are you going to be touching my toes, my feet, my
calves?
Oh,
you want me to give you the rundown?
Yeah.
The whole rundown of everything.
Exactly what's going to happen to me in here.
I often give the play-by-play commentary as I'm going about it, but I guess we can do it pre-show. I can give you the pre-show rundown.
That would be nice, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need Jill to come in here, though.
Okay.
Jill.
Yeah?
We got an IKEA guy.
Oh God.
Yeah, he says his body was always good.
Okay. boy. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind bringing the rake?
Yeah, I'll bring in the rake.
Thank you.
Shovel at all?
Take off your clothes.
Okay. Let me take, I'll start with my shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes to the shovel.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe the growl, too.
Growl. Oh, no.
What are we doing?
It's a small shovel.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay. Here you go, Mr. Smith. Hi, here you go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome.
I'm Jeff, by the way.
Hi. I'm Jill.
Jill, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You
two, you gonna take your clothes
off? You two don't go falling in love on me now.
No,
I keep it very professional.
Yeah. She's actually very single though.
Oh. Yeah, I've been on speed dating. I'm big dater. I'm a big dater.
That's mm-hmm. great.
Tried to set her up with my cousin. That went well. Sarcasm.
He means it went really bad. It went really bad.
Really badly.
My nose bled onto his shirt, and then we had to switch shirts.
And it was a nice shirt.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
From Kohl's. Top tier Kohl's.
Sonoma, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's their brand.
It was like
what was it?
It was like that velvet. Velvet?
Mm-hmm.
It was a velvet shirt, a white velvet shirt. Anyway, you still need me
Yeah, you got to take some notes cuz he's making me give him the whole rundown.
You can give me the rundown while I don't want to upset you. Also, is this eating into my 45 minutes?
Started? Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, maybe we just start the massage and you can just I just want to know, are you going to stand on me any point?
I wasn't planning on standing on you. I've actually never done that before, but.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great.
I'll just
then
be right over here. It's on the corner. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Just getting by you, Jeff. Here, sorry. Don't fall in love with me. I'm just going to sit in this corner.
I think I'll be okay. Thank you.
Sure.
You can actually keep your pants on. I'm probably only going to touch your upper half based on how much time we have left.
I'll keep my pants on. Do people normally get to take all their clothes off, though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm paying for... It'd be nice to just get the whole...
It's kind of too late at this point.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me check the time. Okay. Yeah. No chance. Absolutely no chance.
I'm sorry, Aaron. Jill is standing in the corner, and it's dark in here. Is she wearing like glow in the dark contacts or something? Why it looks like her eyes are glowing in the corner?
It's a hereditary condition.
Okay.
Hereditary condition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jill. I would have asked you directly, but I didn't want to offend.
Yeah, and also that is what she looks like when she's asleep too. So I understand that.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe you thought she was asleep.
Nope, I didn't think that. I just thought she was staring at kind of scary in the corner with glowing eyes like a cat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I know,
don't
she
kind of
looks
love.
Sleepy, but don't fall in love with her. No, but you can actually.
How could you not?
You can if you want to.
But no, I am single, but I am attracted to somebody.
In this room?
No. I guess it's usually called a crush.
It's a good question, Jill. It's a good question, Jill.
They're not in this room, but I do have a crush on somebody.
Who is it? What's their name?
It's actually a buddy of mine's cousin, believe it or not.
Oh.
So.
Do they have a name?
Her name is Basilbub.
Basilbub? That's so close to Beelzebub.
It's
Could you
very
lay down
close,
on the table
not,
for me?
Yeah. Yeah, not a problem.
Great. And Jill's just going to be here to take some notes, make sure she's, what's it called? She's like not proctoring. What's the word I'm looking for? Auditing to potentially become a masseuse on her own. And she will also ask you questions throughout the procedure.
Okay.
Just to see whether or not you're doing okay mentally. Make sure that I'm not like losing you in terms of like brain function.
I mean, thank you, Jill, for keeping an eye on me.
Sure. Mr. Smith, will you be needing a scalpel at all for today's session? Procedure?
His head skin's already pretty loose, so I think we're good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like to
it was
opt
flapping
out of
the
scalpel.
In the wind.
Yeah, can you actually turn off the fan?
Yeah.
His head skin is kind of getting...
Flapping around.
Honestly,
it's the IKEA couch. It's the
that's the couch? You got it.
The couch, because if you, I fell asleep face down on the couch and it peeled a little bit of my skin.
Yeah, I don't like people. I don't like to tell people where to shop.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, let's ixnay the IKEA.
Okay. IKEA? Okay.
Yeah, IKEA. It doesn't work. It doesn't work if I don't say it that way.
Ixnay the IKEA?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You said IKEA.
Yeah.
I think it does work if you just say IKEA.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, we're into my time
not
here.
Not going well. I
no,
guess,
it, no, it's okay. No, it's good.
Yeah,
actually, my it's my
him rapidly.
My waist is kind of hurting because I'm still wearing my pants, and your table is.
You're blaming
tight.
My table on your waist being
well,
in pain.
It's I'm wearing a belt. I'm wearing a giant belt buckle because I've got some square dancing. I'm actually trying
this
to loosen up
from
square
Crate
Barrel,
not from IKEA.
Well, it's not your table. It's my belt. It's my giant belt buckle that I'm wearing for square dancing tonight because I'm going on a date with my buddy's cousin, Beelzebub.
Whoa! So you don't just—you're not just attracted to her. You actually have a date going on.
Yes, we're it'll be well. It's like a group of friends going to hang out, and
oh my god!
Okay, I was gonna say I think me and Jill have the same question, which is, does she know it's a date?
Yeah,
it's not really a date. It's a bunch of group of friends hanging out. I think they both know that there could be some interest there. We both know there could be some interest there, but we didn't want to do like a date. We just wanted to do friends hanging out, going to some
starting with
dancing.
The forearm.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I think it's pretty ballsy to take a massage before a big date. You could be way too relaxed and almost seem despondent to her, detached.
I'm sorry. Could you back away from my ear a little bit?
Sure.
You're just talking right in my ear.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah, and maybe close your eyes because it's really like
ear holes.
Oh. Like getting a wet willy that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's nice.
Hey, Jill, you could just use the white noise machine if you
broken.
Don't want to. It's broken. What happened, Jill?
I placed a paper cup on it and it had water in it. And the paper cup, the condensation, it went from the bottom into the sound machine.
Are you? You know that that was a gift from my dad. Neck.
I'm so sorry. Is this eating into my time?
I'm still going.
Oh, thank you.
I'm still going.
Thank you.
Are you gonna replace it, Jill? Like what the heck?
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm busy
it broke
right now.
It broke today.
Yeah. It broke today.
Why did you tell me? Why did you tell me?
Well, because we were busy. We got this guy in here. This lump of coal.
Muffin top.
Oh, whoa. I feel like I'm losing control of my front bowel a little bit.
That's okay. That's good. You can release it. We have diapies here.
Oh, God. That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Oh, my God. No one's ever hit my muffin top before.
Yeah, this is the couch. This is a good couch. Solid.
You're sure? Because the last couch I got, I've had to set up 6 appointments with a masseuse to get my muffin top massaged.
Yeah, I don't know who you were talking to. Probably an associate that had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because this is the couch for you.
This is the Kivik. It's called the Kivik.
Mm-hmm, the Kivik. And everything is made from styrofoam.
Oh, God. That
memory
doesn't sound comfortable
foam.
At all.
It's new. It's
memory
new...
foam or styrofoam?
I'm sorry. I meant to say memory foam.
Okay.
Sorry. We just had an all hands on deck meeting.
Oh, yeah. You seem kind of razzled. Did you get yelled at or something?
No, they're just changing our hours.
Oh, okay.
They're doing a big hours cut, and not. Yeah, I'm trying to get enough money to go to Disneyland for the first time. I've always wanted to go. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
A long time ago, I went on a Disney cruise that stopped in Disneyland.
No way. Did you meet Mickey?
I met Mickey a couple times, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's kind of
hanging out.
What
was he like? Come on, tell me what he was like.
Super nice, jovial, kind of quiet. Yeah, great handshake.
Hey, Rodney!
What? What?
You're not gonna believe this. Yeah, okay. Guy, come what? Over to the couch section.
What? What?
This,
Monica.
This guy's met Mickey Mouse.
No, there's no fucking way.
He has. There Tell him no. what you told me. Tell there, him what you told me.
Monica,
what?
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon.
It's a real guy. You can meet him.
You can meet him on the Disney cruises. He's on the boat. He's like the
Holy
captain.
Shit, Jeff?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I sold you a couch, what is it, 2-3 months ago?
Yeah, you did,
Jeff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm actually, the couch wasn't great.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So.
Rude, kind
of
rude.
Yeah, well, it kind of jacked up my back and my forehead a little bit.
You weren't sitting on it, were you?
Were you sitting on your forehead on the couch?
No, well, I did lay down on the front of my body
don't do that.
Let's just say I'm not gonna believe if this guy meets another cartoon character. Okay.
Well, he's not a cartoon character when you meet him. I think it's a guy dressed up.
Oh, he springs to life, jumps out of the TV.
Yeah. My God, has anyone ever told you in your life that you're a liar?
Because
you seem like a liar.
No, I've been called a liar straight up, but
there's no, everybody's been called a liar. I've been called a liar hundreds.
Well, do you
hundreds
lie?
Of times.
Do you lie?
Because
you lied to me,
me
about this couch that jacked up my whole body. And I'm also returning it, so I'm sorry if you lose commission on it, but that's just how
no,
it has to be.
No, okay. This one. I'll sell you this one right here.
Well,
Rodney, it's not your day in the couch section.
Monica, well, you called me over here, so maybe it is my day. How about you go work on cribs, okay? There aren't enough babies in the world anymore. I'm making nothing in crib section.
Well, that's not my fault. That's not my problem.
Oh, it's society's fault, okay? And as somebody that maybe should have a baby sometime soon.
Excuse me?
Let's just say somebody needs a baby sometime soon.
Are you talking about yourself?
So you think this couch is good? This memory foam couch is comfortable and it won't cause me to have any more pain and soreness in my back and forehead?
We legally can't answer that question.
Okay. God.
But good luck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
Monica, I saw that you took next weekend off.
Yeah.
Did you raise the funds for your Disneyland trip?
No, it's actually really embarrassing. I have jury duty.
Oh, my God. What did I tell you about registering to vote?
I know, you said they'll get you if you don't.
And they got you. They got you.
And it sucks because we already cut our hours and then I had to take time off. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to get to go to Disneyland. Never!
Hey, Monica, come back! Come back!
No, I quit!
Oh, my God,
so
Jeff,
do I need
look
to bring this back to the front, or...
Why there?
Hey. Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
How we doing?
I'm good, Mickey. The same as I was 5 minutes ago when you came over to my table.
So we're all having a good birthday today?
We're having a great birthday, yes.
Amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
I could sing the song again.
What do you think, sweetheart? Would you like to hear the song again for your birthday?
Sure.
Oh, thank God.
All right, well, here he goes.
Happy birthday to you. What was your name again?
Cynthia.
Happy birthday to you. Do you spell that with an S or a C?
Does it matter?
C.
Happy birthday, dear. What was it again?
It was Cynthia with a C.
Cynthia with the C. Happy birthday to... How was that? You.
Oh, it was good. I love that you asked how it was before it was finished.
I meant to ask it earlier, actually.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Mickey, for stopping by again. We're just going to finish our breakfast. And
What else can I do for you?
Well, we were trying to plan our day for the cruise. What excursions would be fun to do, Mickey?
Well, if you haven't purchased your excursions yet, they're probably sold out.
What?
Well, that sucks, Mickey. That sucks to hear.
You had
wait,
you,
Donald. Yeah. You said we could go with the flow and just.
Well, I thought we
your
could.
Name's the excursions. Donald. I have a friend named Donald.
Oh no! Yeah, we know. We know, Mickey.
Yeah. My name is Donald. It's yeah. We wanted to go with the flow. I thought. I mean, the sign literally says, "Come to Disney, go with the flow," but. So yeah. I needed to buy the excursion. We have an
you
excursion pass.
For the good ones, the ones I would recommend.
Okay, well, of the ones that might be sold out, what's a better one? Because we have the excursion pass. We just haven't picked out the things we want to do on it yet.
Oh, you bought the pass.
Yeah, we got the pass.
But you didn't make the reservations.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's your birthday?
Today, yes, actually. Yeah, today.
Wow, Donald really screwed the pooch on this one. And I'm not talking about Goofy.
Goofy is not the dog. Pluto's the dog.
Goofy's also a dog.
Yeah, well, don't be rude, Donald.
Goofy's
I'm not
a dog
being rude.
Too.
I think Mickey's kind of being rude. I also don't like it when he gives real information in the voice. It sounds like he could just switch to his normal voice and treat me like a human being rather than
this
idiot.
This is my normal voice. I'm Mickey.
He's working right now.
I can
honey.
See your eyes through your mouth.
You could. Well. I can see your eyes through your holes in your head. Okay, we all got eyes in different places.
Okay.
Okay? So you want my recommendations that aren't the good ones?
It would be great to get recommendations on things that are not sold out. If you know what's sold out, let us know what we can do that's not sold out so that I can give Cynthia a good birthday.
Sewer slide.
Okay, sewer slide.
Sewer slide?
Yeah. I guess it's as fun as a normal slide, but it's the consistency of a sewer.
So slimy.
Yes, and also
dirty.
Is a sewer.
So we're going on a slide through the ship's sewers.
No, this is, yeah.
Well, okay. That could be fun to learn the architecture of the boat. Mm-hmm.
It's dark. You can't see anything.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And you'll probably, because it's pretty spinny in there, you'll probably get disoriented. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's really ringing very fun for me.
Yeah,
you're right.
I get motion sickness kind of quite easily. I'm actually
well,
had to take some
ship,
Dramamine
you
before.
Have.
What'd you say to me?
Maybe should have gone on a ship. That's kind of the whole thing.
Well, that's why they make medicine. I took Dramamine.
Oh, look, are you a doctor or something?
Actually, I'm a nurse.
I think I've sometimes been a doctor before.
I mean, yeah, you're a pretend made-up thing that could do whatever it wants.
I think
Mickey, why are you negging
worker?
My girlfriend so hard?
Oh, only a girlfriend. Wow. Okay.
Yes, she is a girlfriend, but if
what?
You must know...
Why
I
are you
had...
dragging your feet?
Yeah,
you don't got big old floppy shoes like me, do you?
No.
Kind of hoping that on this cruise, actually,
wait,
Mickey,
you do.
He was
your
gonna
shoes
maybe...
are crazy floppy.
They got smushed. They got smushed. The first day we got on the ship, they got smushed by one of the other characters sat on my feet.
You want me to fight them?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to fight them.
Mickey.
What's the deal? So are you? Oh, this is probably you're going to propose on this trip.
Well, that's
yeah. That's
Mickey,
why you're looking for a fun excursion.
That's what I was hoping. Can I talk to you, Mickey? That's what I was hoping
for. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But Donald's only been talking about his squished feet and how much they hurt this whole time. And it's
oh, wasn't
like,
just his shoes? His feet are squished as well?
Yeah, and he's like, can't get over it. It's like the only... It was the literal first thing that happened when we got on the ship, and it's the only thing he's been talking about the whole time we've been here.
Maybe he's using it as a distraction.
You think?
Yeah, maybe he was trying to make it so you didn't think about the proposal.
I don't know, Mickey. He just doesn't seem like that smart of a guy to create a diversion.
Would you say yes if he asked?
No.
But you still are longing for the proposal?
Yeah, I just want to be wanted, desired.
Hey, listen, girl. If you're a catch, okay?
Thank
I bet
you.
You could dump this guy on the spot, and by the end of this cruise, you'd have another fiancé. Guaranteed.
Oh, Mickey, you're really just gassing me up right now.
Well,
thank you.
And it's not just because it's your birthday. Cynthia with a C.
Oh, you remembered.
Oh, boy.
Can you get your hand off of my lower back, please?
Yeah, I can. but I don't have to.
All right, I'm kind of seeing what's happening over here, and I don't like it.
Do Nikki, it now. Do it now.
Do it what now?
Do it now, Donald.
No, get your hands off my girlfriend, dude.
Okay, I'll put them on you, baby.
No, get your hands off of me. Don't push me.
Do it now. Do it now.
Oh, my fucking feet are so flat right now.
Do it now. Do it now, or I'll bring the other Donald over, and you don't want to mess with him.
Fine. Cynthia, these last 3 years have been...
3 years? Whoa! Holy cow!
I think that's a fine amount of time to be dating somebody.
How long have you known each other, though?
I think 7.
7?!
Since college.
But we
knew each other in college, but we weren't actually, dating yet. So this was, post-college.
Okay, sure.
So, Cynthia, we've been dating, we've known each other for, I guess, 10 years.
Oh, you don't have to change. 10?
Yes, 3 and 7 is 10, Mickey.
Oh, I thought you meant 7 total. Okay.
No.
Sorry to interrupt.
So, we've been dating for 3 years, and it's been incredibly magical, just like Disney. And I thought, what better place to bring you to for us to... just consummate our love. A Disney cruise. So, unfortunately, I can't get down on one knee because I don't have any leverage in either of my feet right now. But if I'm gonna squat, and will you make me the happiest man that's ever walked Disney cruise lines?
Oh my god. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you didn't see anything.
My big old gloves were covering my eyes. I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything, Mickey.
And I don't who and who are you? I don't know your name or anything.
I drive for Uber as my day job right now, in between jobs and stuff like that. So what do you do for work? We only have 5 minutes a person, trying to get right into it.
Wow, you're ready to date.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a nurse.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
a kid
great.
Nurse. I work with kids, pediatric nurse. Yeah, love kids. You want kids?
I could see myself having some children. Yeah, yeah. If the right person, 4 or 5, 15. Start with one and just see how it feels. I think that's what kind of. It kind of seems weird to be like, I want to have this exact amount of kids, right?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think to say I want to get exactly 3 kids. I mean, you don't know what's going to come out the first time. So
she killed my friend. She killed my friend.
What?
She hasn't been arrested yet. But she murdered my best friend, Donald.
Hey, man, you got weird, crazy, glowing eyes. Can you?
No. They tried to stop me. They tried to stop me from coming in here. But listen up, everybody.
Do not
go home with this woman.
This guy
she
seems
will
like
push
he
you off a boat.
Just got a massage or something like that. His mental space is all over the place.
They took my shirt and they wouldn't give it back. Okay.
Excuse me, sir, but this is the speed dating.
Okay, I'll pay. What? How much?
It's $25 to sit and $50 to talk.
No, my God. Are you kidding me? Okay, do you take credit?
Yes, we take American Express.
Can you split it?
MasterCard. American.
Okay, I'll give you... Put 30 on MasterCard and 20 on this American Express, okay?
Great.
All right, thank you. Please listen.
Oh, big spend over there.
You did it too.
And MasterCard.
Didn't you do it?
I only got one credit card though.
Dude, that's better, man. It's better. If you have 2 credit cards, you're in a bad situation. Okay, I've spent literally tens of thousands of dollars trying to get Cynthia arrested. Okay, private investigators bribing the cops. The cops don't even want my money.
Yeah, good luck. You're never going to catch me. You don't have the proof.
How guilty does that sound? Please. Are you kidding me?
I mean, the only way I'd be able to tell if she's lying or not is if they made a documentary about it, and then 6 episodes later, I can come to the conclusion when they don't actually come to a conclusion.
There must have been cameras on the boat. You know what I mean? There must have been cameras.
Yeah, so this is a security office. We kind of have, I kind of the oracle of the cruise ship. So you can, you know, anything you want to see or do on the cruise, I can see and do it if you're interested in it.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. It was last February. Okay. Last it was right February, around Valentine's Day.
Pulling up February here.
It's the day that a guy fell off the boat and died. Okay.
You'll have to be more specific.
Priscilla, I'm going out for lunch. Do you want a bagel or a sandwich?
I will take a sandwich and... Yeah, I'll do a bagel and a sandwich.
Oh, it's both today, huh?
Yeah, maybe a bag of chips. Can you give me some dill chips?
Do you not realize how serious this is? Okay, my friend died. My friend died, and I believe he was murdered.
Okay, this is Disney. People die every day on this cruise ship, okay?
I'll get you dill chips.
Thank you. Spicy dill, please.
You got it.
What was your friend's name?
His name was Donald.
Donald?
He's not a duck. Don't please don't make that joke.
Well, it's hard to type in that name and not pull up 1,000 Donalds on the ship right now.
Well, he fell off like it was like the birthday deck. Is there a birthday deck or something? I don't know.
There is
I don't
actually
know.
A birthday deck.
There is a birthday deck.
Yes.
It was probably that then.
Okay, let me go.
Hey, guy, when are you going to be done? You're not the only one that lost someone on the boat.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was inconvenienced. Sorry, is yours like more pressing?
There's a line, man.
Oh, mine's from like February. Like he's dead. Are yours active, like missing persons cases?
Well, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like a dick now. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yes. So maybe I'll come back later when you're not busy, but yeah, go. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
And also, I have a full line of people who've also lost people. So for you, yes, it's your friend. You lost somebody who fell off the ship. For me, it's another day in the office. You understand that?
Listen, I get it. I know that people die on these ships every day. I've heard the stories that there are actually morgues on cruise ships because people inevitably are going to die all the time. And a lot of old people take cruises. I know the stories. But my friend was murdered. Maybe that's a difference. Maybe it's not a big deal or whatever. But like, I really believe my friend was killed.
Do you have proof?
Only the look in her eyes, man. You know, like, she's evil. She's like, you could tell she's a stone-cold killer.
Okay.
I don't even think she liked him. I think if he proposed, she would have said no. You know what I mean?
All right, let me see here. February 14th, Valentine's Day, Franken deck. Okay, yeah. Okay, here's your guy. Flatfoot talking to Mickey.
I don't know. I guess I've never.
Yeah, it looks like it's just,
no. His that's
it
right.
Looks like it's just him and Mickey talking right here, and he does a squat in front of Mickey, and then Mickey pushes him off the boat.
What?
Yeah, it looks like Mickey's trying to put his hand on the small of his back.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, it's all I'm seeing right now. I don't see anybody else in this video clip.
Well, let's get. I don't know. Let's like arrest Mickey or whatever.
Arrest Mickey and Disney. You gotta be out of your fucking mind if you think we're gonna arrest Mickey.
No, you must. You absolutely must. He's a murderer. There's video evidence of this.
Hi, I'm Detective Stark.
How can I help you?
I'm the cruise ship detective.
Yeah, I'm aware. I know who you are.
Please take a seat, Mickey.
I prefer to stand, thank you. It's uncomfortable to sit.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Well, it seems as though...
You don't mind if I smoke a joint, do you?
Yeah, I would mind. If it was a cigarette, you're okay.
Yeah, it's a cigarette.
Are you lying, Mickey? Because you don't want to be lying to the cruise detective.
Nah, it's a cigarette, jackass.
Okay, wow. Okay, wow, Mickey has gotten really comfortable
what
here.
What the fuck do you want? I got some birthdays to sing to kids.
You're wanted for murder, Mickey. Look at this video.
Bullshit!
Look at this video. I'm showing you this video on my iPhone 15. Yeah, that's you right there, isn't it? On February,
yeah, sure,
Valentine.
That's me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was there. So what?
And we have physical evidence that you pushed a man with the flattest feet we've ever seen off the boat.
Hey, that's like Goofy's fault or something. He fell off. He sat on his feet and smushed him. Okay? Yeah, I touched the man. I'll admit it. I touched his lower back. Sexually. Okay? I was trying to get intimate with this couple. They were pretty effing hot.
Well, okay. I think that's also a violation of your contract, Mickey. You can't be touching...
Contract? My contract expired 60 years ago. Please, I'm in the public domain, bitch.
Is there a problem in here, Mickey?
Minnie, hey, No, nothing's wrong, sweetie.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a lot wrong, Minnie. Mickey is what? Wanted for murder on the cruise ship.
Really?
Yeah. We got video evidence. See, you can see it on my iPhone 15 right here that I'm showing you.
Honey, that's nobody. That's nothing.
Can you take a hand off of my lower back, please?
Yeah, I can, but I don't have to.
But show me over here by the side of the boat real fast.
Sure, yeah. See, yeah, better lighting probably.
Oh my God, Minnie! Holy shit!
Now you can never leave me.
Oh, wait, what? No, I'm sorry.
Now you can never leave me.
We haven't been sleeping together much. I was just trying to sleep with a couple couples on the ship.
Yeah? Get your shit in order, Mickey. Do what you gotta do, and then come home.
Okay, I'm sorry, hon. I really do love you.
Yeah.
You love me too?
I deal with you. Because I have to.
Okay. Happy birthday.
No! Elizabeth, thank you so much for doing the show. That was very much a blast. Love to get on Disney cruise ships. Love to explore what could have been if we hadn't been improvisers and comedians.
Based on real world experiences.
Yeah, that's
what it should be. That is what it should be. Mm-hmm. Do what you know.
That's like a crystal ball.
Exactly. Do what you know and you'll never improvise a day in your life. What we got going on? This is the plug section. Outside of sitcom D&D, which drops what day of the week?
Every Tuesday, like midnight, you know, Monday at midnight,
okay.
Tuesday, midnight morning, however you want to say it. Listen to it on a Tuesday.
Get in line Monday night.
Season five coming real soon.
Ooh, season 5 coming soon. Very cool.
Coming down the pipeline.
Time flies.
Yeah, February 27th.
Okay.
Which might be in the past. Who knows?
I think it might be right around this time. No, that's a lie. It will be in the past. So it has come out a week ago, and you can listen to it now.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Anything else going on? Where can people find you online, or if you have any other live shows coming up where people can see you if you're local to L.A.?
Yeah, you can follow me at Mr. Waleed Mansoor, or if you want to see some of the drawings that I do, you can follow Waleed Draws Things. Going to try and post on there more, I promise.
Nice.
I promise.
Yeah, you gotta check those out.
You heard it here
They're
first.
So good. My Instagram is It's Your Manager, and I have a live show coming up March 15th, Friday at 7 p.m. Yard Theater.
Love it.
The Illuminati Hour.
It's back.
I host it one night only with my friend, Buddy Damon Royster, and it's a comedy variety hour show, so please stop by.
Awesome. We'll throw a link in the show notes to get some tickets for that.
Thanks.
It's usually like $5, right?
Yeah, I think we're doing 7 online and 10 at the door.
Love it. Perfect. Cool.
So we'll not $5, but...
Well, it's two more dollars and then five more, I guess, at the door. So $7. Oh, well. Thank you all so much for doing the pod. It was a blast to have you, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
Hell yeah. We'll see you real soon, Tim.
See everybody else next week on Improv is Dead. We'll be right back. Hello?
Oh.
Is it delayed?
Let's do the test.
I'm delayed.
All right.
Wait, let's respond. Yeah, respond to this question. What's 2 plus 2?
Okay. 4.
So definitely still delayed.